Welcome to Tiger Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Milwaukee Brewers and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Milwaukee Brewers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Paul Molitor. Batting second. The shortstop, Robin Yount. Batting third. The first baseman, Cecil Cooper. Batting fourth. The catcher, Ted Simmons. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Ben Ogilvie. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Gorman Thomas. Batting seventh. The DH, Roy Howell. Batting eighth. The right fielder, Charlie Moore. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Jim Gantner. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Pete Vukovich. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Lou Whitaker. Batting second. The center fielder, Glenn Wilson. Batting third. The third baseman, Howard Johnson. Batting fourth. The catcher, Lance Parrish. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Chet Lemon. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Enos Cabell. Batting seventh. The DH, Mike Laga. Batting eighth. The left fielder, Rick Leach. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Alan Trammell. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Jack Morris. And now, play ball. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount strikes out. Two outs. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Glenn Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Molitor juggles the ball. That's an error on Molitor. Whitaker moves to second. Howard Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yount scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. Whitaker moves to third. Two outs. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yount scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cabell scoops it up and throws to first, with Morris covering, for the out. One out. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvie hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Roy Howell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howell hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Leach. Howell reaches second base with a double. Thomas goes all the way around to score. It's 1-0, Brewers. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Howell scores. Moore moves to second. It's 2-0, Brewers. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Brewers 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon hits a fly ball into center field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Enos Cabell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cabell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yount scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mike Laga is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Laga hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rick Leach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leach hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Laga moves to second. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell takes first base on ball 4. Laga moves to third. Leach moves to second. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Whitaker strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Brewers 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 0-for-1 in the game. Molitor hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 0-for-1 in the game. Yount hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Leach. Yount reaches second base with a double. Molitor goes all the way around to score. Yount moves to third. It's 3-0, Brewers. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 0-for-1 in the game. Cooper hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cabell scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Cooper for the out. One out. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0-for-1 in the game. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cabell scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Simmons for the out. Two outs. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvie is 0-for-1 in the game. Ogilvie takes first base on ball 4. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Thomas hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Glenn Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0-for-1 in the game. Wilson hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Moore. Wilson reaches second base with a double. Howard Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-1 in the game. Johnson strikes out. One out. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0-for-1 in the game. Parrish hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yount scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0-for-1 in the game. Lemon is hit by the pitch. Enos Cabell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cabell is 0-for-1 in the game. Cabell hits a fly ball into right field. Moore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the Tigers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Roy Howell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Howell strikes out. One out. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Moore hits a fly ball into left field. Leach settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner is 0 for 1 in the game. Gantner hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Lemon. Gantner reaches second base with a double. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Molitor hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Mike Laga is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Laga is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Laga hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gantner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rick Leach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leach is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Leach takes first base on ball 4. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Trammell strikes out. There goes Leach. Here's the throw, and he's safe. Two outs. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Whitaker hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 3-2, Brewers. Glenn Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Wilson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the Tigers 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Yount hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Parrish settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 0 for 2 in the game. Cooper bunts towards the mound. Morris fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0 for 2 in the game. Simmons hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Cooper moves to second. Ben Ogilvy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvy is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Ogilvy strikes out. Two outs. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Cooper moves to third. Simmons moves to second. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Thomas is walked intentionally. Roy Howell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Howell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Cooper scores. Simmons scores. Thomas moves to third. It's 5-2, Brewers. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Moore hits a ball on the ground towards third. Johnson fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Brewers 5, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Howard Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 2 in the game. Johnson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0 for 2 in the game. Parrish strikes out. One out. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0 for 1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Lemon hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Johnson moves to second. Enos Cabell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cabell is 0 for 2 in the game. Cabell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Vukovic fields it and throws to first for the out. Johnson moves to third. Lemon moves to second. Two outs. Mike Laga is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Laga is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Laga hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Cooper settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Brewers 5, and the Tigers 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Gantner hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cabell scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Gantner for the out. One out. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Molitor hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Parrish settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Yount hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Brewers 5, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Rick Leach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leach is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Leach hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Trammell strikes out. One out. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Whitaker hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Leach moves to second. Glenn Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Wilson strikes out. Two outs. Howard Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Johnson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Leach scores. Whitaker moves to third. It's 5-3, Brewers. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0 for 3 in the game. Parrish hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yount scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Brewers 5, and the Tigers 3. The Brewers will come to bat. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Cooper hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Simmons hits a pop-up, foul, towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvie is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Ogilvie hits a fly ball into right field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Brewers 5, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Lemon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Molitor fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Enos Cabal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cabal is 0 for 3 in the game. Cabal hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yount scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mike Laga is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Laga is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Laga hits a fly ball into left field. Ogilvy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Brewers 5, and the Tigers 3. The Brewers will come to bat. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Thomas strikes out. One out. Roy Howell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howell is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 3 RBIs. Howell hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Moore hits a line drive into left field. Leach settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Brewers 5, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Rick Leach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leach is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Leach hits a fly ball into left field. Ogilvy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Trammell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jamie Easterly now pitching. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 3 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Whitaker hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Trammell moves to second. Dwight Bernard now pitching. Glenn Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Trammell moves to third. Whitaker moves to second. Glenn Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. Wilson takes first base on ball 4. Howard Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Johnson hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Molitor settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0 for 4 in the game. Parrish hits a fly ball into left field. Ogilvy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Brewers 5, and the Tigers 3. The Brewers will come to bat. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Gantner hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Molitor is called out on strikes. Two outs. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Yount takes first base on ball 4. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Cooper hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Brewers 5, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Lemon hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Enos Cabal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cabal is 0 for 4 in the game. Cabal hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yount fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Mike Laga is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Laga is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Laga hits a fly ball into left field. Ogilvy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rick Leach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leach is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Leach hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yount scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Milwaukee Brewers, 5, and Detroit Tigers, 3. Goodbye from Tiger Stadium in Detroit.